We're talking now on our Coach's Corner program with Forest City head football coach Chad Moore. And Coach, last night your team opens up district play with Crestwood at home. And Coach, kind of a roller coaster of emotions type of game. And your team definitely not outclassed last night. Your team right there all game long. But Crestwood able to get past you 36-21.
Yeah, you know, as normal with Cresco, just a really good football game. You know, we end up coming on the wrong side of that thing again. But, you know, I was really proud of our kids. There's some definite positives that we can take away there. And they definitely strived in the right direction to what we've been trying to work on over the last couple of weeks. You know, we lowered our penalties and upped our third down conversion ratios were up. That helped us extend some drives. You know, we made one really good goal line stand. We had two others that, you know, we were, took them right to fourth down. And, you know, we just showed a lot of fight last night. Unfortunately, we just didn't make the plays where we needed to. And that really was the difference for us.
Talking a little bit about some of those differentiating plays. I mean, you know, throughout the game, it was kind of coming out second half. You felt, you know, Crestwood has a 14-point lead and they get the football, kind of tough. But then you get that interception, and that kind of really changes the emotions. Not only the interception, but you're able to get down and punch it in, make it a 7-point game when Crestwood had the ball and easily could have made it a 3-score game.
Yep. And that was a point of emphasis at halftime that we had talked about. We've got to put ourselves in that position, and what we had did right before halftime, making the stop and not letting them go in. You know, the disturbing part, probably the stat that's probably the toughest one to swallow is, you know, Cresco was 3 out of 4 on converting fourth downs. Mm-hmm. And 2 of those 4 conversions, they turned into a touchdown instantly on those plays, which is where we would have had those 2 extra goal line stands. And 3 of their scores came off of or after a botched snap. We had them in situations, you know, where they were going to have to turn the ball over or we were going to make the stop on the goal line. They had bad snaps, and either we weren't getting off the football or we lost contain to allow Cresco to extend the play and or score, depending on what those scenarios were. And that happened in 3 of those. You know, and then you give them the 1 score off the pick 6. You know, 28 of their 36 points came off of those types of plays. So, you know, that score wasn't quite indicative of exactly how close it was. But, yeah, you know, you go back and we still put ourselves in a position. You know, Vinton last night did a great job. We tasked him with shutting down number 7, who was one of the leading receivers in the district coming into that game last night, and he did a nice job of taking him away. He got picked off on the one play where he gave up the touchdown, but other than that, he gets the pick there, shuts him down, and then, you know, Andy and Sam Clausen did a nice job of sharing the load there and putting the ball in the end zone. I thought both Andy and Sam ran the ball really hard. Did a really nice job in the backfield in those series. So I was really proud of their effort offensively. You know, and then we turned around and kind of battled on the defensive end. And we had some, you know, like I said, we really showed a lot of fight on that defensive end. You know, I really thought Brock Good had a good night. Colby Krutzinger up front, those two guys really battled in our defensive line and had a really good night. Grant Wookie did a nice job of tackling off the edge. And Sam Clausen, again, on the other side of the ball, had another nice night at the linebacker. And of course, you know, Kellen, again, led us in tackles with, you know, close to 20 tackles. He's all over the field, and we moved him around a little bit at the end. So we just, you know, I just felt like, you know, we played one of our better football games, and we definitely progressed by the week. You know, I really was happy with the way our quarterback played. Ty came out, did a really nice job. I thought he managed things really well, made some good throws. He was under, you know, duress a lot of times, and he handled that a lot better than he would have even 2 weeks ago. So I'm really happy with his progressions with things. I know he's a little disappointed in that that pick six. But, you know, you go back and we saw it live and we look on film. You know, that was just the trajectory of the ball. He throws that up over the top. That's 6 points going the other way instead of the other way. And that's just a learning thing. You know, he's a learner. He will get better from it. I know he will. And I'm really happy with the progress he's making and the strides that he's getting going in the right direction as far as becoming a real solid quarterback here in the near future. So, you know, there's positives that we can take away, and I can look at some of these stats and see why we came up short. And we talked about it early in the week that this district is so tight. And, you know, last year was a junior-dominated district, so everybody's returning a lot of people. And I told the guys last night, every Friday night's going to be like that. It's going to be who makes the plays on Friday night, who doesn't, and who makes the least amount of mistakes. It's probably going to be, is probably going to come out on top. And that any given Friday night, I really truly believe anybody in this district can beat somebody else. And it'll be interesting how it all plays out here in the next 4 weeks.
Coach, you mentioned Ty's play as a sophomore. Go back to that touchdown throw of his. How much of a coaching staff do you see the growth that he's making when in that play he's a little bit under pressure, as you mentioned, under distress a lot of the game, but in that situation, instead of rolling out of the pocket and running away from that defender, he stepped up into the pocket and made a good throw right there. I think that's probably a good point as coaches seeing the growth in your sophomore quarterback.
Yeah, absolutely. That's, you know, that was one thing that immediately got him on the headphones, and we visited about that was huge play. That was huge growth, because that was something that we had specifically been working on since the Spirit Lake game. You know, just pocket pressure, pocket presence, and the movement in there, and how we handle that. He felt that and handled it exactly like we'd worked it in practice. And made a great throw. That was huge growth. He's a very coachable kid. He wants to learn. He's got a great football IQ. It's going to only get better because he's inquisitive. He wants to understand things. So super proud of where he's going. He's got a lot more growth, there's no doubt. I'm not going to pretend that we're there, because I know what his top end can be, and I'm excited for him there. We'll continue to make that growth, and I think he continues to learn each and every week, and he handles it with a great deal of poise, and that's what makes him, that's what gives him that top side. I think that's going to be really exciting for people.
And, Coach, following the loss this week, you guys will take your efforts to the road next week, as you guys will head to Osage to take on a Green Devil team that picked up their first win in district play last night, and kind of in a little crazy fashion, they were able to get up big. They got four straight turnovers and four straight drives, were able to get up a pretty good lead, and then Clear Lake made a run at them at the end. So what do you know about Osage, and what do you expect out of the Green Devils?
Yeah, I heard that was a little bit of a crazy game, and then again, going just back to support what I said, any night, this is going to be a tight district. So, again, a district team from last year, we lost by here at home, touchdown in a situation where we gave up a big play late, and was just a difference maker. They returned quite a few of those guys. I know their Knutson at quarterback, he was an all-district player. He's back. The running back was a first-team all-district kid. They got a bunch of most of their offensive line back from last year, the Mullers, and they do a really good job up front. And then they got two or three transfers in from Rockford. One's a wide receiver and a kicker. And, that's the addition I think that they made this year that I see. They're very explosive offensively. They're spread. They open it up. They're wide open. And now with the addition of not only number 10 at receiver and the speed that he has, they get down within the 30-yard line, they try to kick field goals. And, I've seen him already attempt a 40-plus and make them, and he's missed a couple. So, he's got a big leg on him, and that just adds to that. Their weapons offensively and their ability to put points on the board. So, we're going to have to keep that offense under control to be successful, be great tacklers. Coverage is going to be a huge thing. See what kind of pressure we can get to them, put on their offense as far as what we can bring as far as pressures and different things. So that'll be a challenge. And then we got to continue to grow on the offensive side of the ball and get places. We did some really good things as far as in the run game. We made some improvements and we were able to move the ball. I know our backs will run the ball hard, so we just got to give them the opportunity and get them in some space, and they could do some great things. So, you know, we're going to continue down that road. It'll be a good challenge. I know going over there, it's been a long time since we played over that way. So, it's, you know, I've been there. I don't know if any of our kids have coached over there, and I don't even know if any of our coaches have coached over there. But it's a tough environment to go play in, and you know, their expectation is to win the district, so they're going to come in with a ton of confidence. So we got to go over there and really be prepared to compete, and again, and know the mentality that it's just going to be, everything in this district is going to be real close and real competitive. So it'll be a fun week, and we'll look forward to that challenge, and we'll get back to work here Monday right away.
Absolutely, Coach. We'll wish you the best of luck against the Green Devils as Forest City will head to Osage next week, Coach, and we'll talk to you again next Saturday.
All right. Thanks, Aaron.
That was Forest City head football coach Chad Moore.